We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Pei Aleph on Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Megarish is Ishtar. Someone gives a get to his wife, then they're divorced. Belona imay bepundiki, and they slept together in a hotel. Beishami imrim ein tzricha men a get sheni. You don't need another get. You're not choshish that there was a Biel Shem Kedushin. And we'll see what the case is exactly when we see the Gemara. We're not choshish there was a Biel Shem Kedushin. We are choshish that there was a Biel there, and it was a Shem Kedushin. Therefore, you'll need a new get. This is only Bizman Shem Garshman and Nasun. If they already were married after Nasun and then they got divorced. But the Maidim is Garshman Erison, if they only had Kedushin and they got divorced and then they slept together in a Pundaki, they're not so close. Shane Tsrichem and Get Shani. Even Bay still agrees, you don't need another get. Shane Liba Gaspa, because they're not so close and therefore we're not Choshish, there was a Biel Shem Kedushin. So that's our Mishnah. We have to explain and qualify our Mishnah. What exactly does Lona Imwe Pundaki mean? So Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Arachano, Omar Viechno, Machlekes Beshamei and Beshilas Besharua Shenivela. Only if Edom actually saw that there was a Bia. So what's the Machlekes? Beshamei says that even though it was a Bia, Beshamei Sabri, Odom Oysa Bilas Bilas Nus. A person could do a Bilas Nus and not a Bial Shem Kedushin, and therefore here it's not a riot. There was a Kedushin until you have Edom that say there was no Shem Kedushin. The person does not do bilas of nos, and therefore he prides the Shem Kedushin. But Zokra Bechanon, Avaloi Ra'osh Nivala, if they didn't see a Bia, they just saw a Yichud, Diriakal and Shirchman a Get Shani. You definitely don't need a Get Shani, because why should we assume that there was a Bia here? Well, there was Yichud. And therefore, Lakuli Amakun Rabbi Yechanon, you do not need a Get Shani, even if you're going to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara Tanan, we bring down from our Mishnah that our Mishnah says that Beis Hillel is moed in a certain case. Moedim shenis gap minas garshim in a erisin she'en a tzricha men u get sheini. She'en li begaspa. Our Mishnah says that if it's mina erisin, if they only married mina erisin, then they got divorced, and now they were miyachid in a punduki, so there you don't need to get sheini. What do we say our Mishnah is talking about? That means they saw, Edom saw the bia. If Edom saw the bia, so then what's the difference if it's erisin and suin? We say, ein adam oisa bilasa bilas nos, he did it shem kedushin, so who cares? If he was rosh and evelah, mal even erisin, mal even suin. What's the difference? Erisin and suin. It's not a vart of leva gaspa. The vart is, do you do bilas bilas nos? So once you say that it was bia mamish, so then what's the difference in erisin and suin? So must be our mishnah talking about clearly. Our mishnah is talking about you didn't see the bia, you only saw a yichud, and that's where the machlekes is. But if there's a ruah shenivala, maybe everyone agrees that there you chayshav shem kedushin. Rav Yechanan to Amar ki hay taner. Rav Yechanan is not going like our mishnah. Our mishnah clearly, who's machalik between erisin and suin, is clearly talking about a case where you did not see the bia. And we'll explain soon in the Gemara what Machlekes is in our Mishnah. But our Mishnah went Loi Ra'u Shenivala. Rabbi Yechanan says that the whole Machlekes is by Ra'u Shenivala is going like this Tana. Rabbi Yechanan Makai Tana. Tana went to the bright. So Amr of Shem Ve'Allah. So Loi Nechlu Beisham Ve'Silla Asha Loi Ra'u Shenivala Asha Inna Tzvicha Menu Get Sheini. Beisham Ve'Silla both agree that if you do not see a Bia, you do not need another get. What's the machlekes? Our Ra'u Shenivala. Shemeshami Oimrim Adam Oisa Bilas Bilas Nos. That they do Bilas Nos, and therefore it's not Shem Kedushin. We say, Oimrim Adam Oisa Bilas Nos, Bilas Bilas Nos. You don't do Bilas Nos. So that's where Rebbechus was like this Tana. Umas Nisim, but our Mishnah was that Zingayim Balei Ra'u. We see no Kumo Balei Ra'u Shenivala. So what's the machlekes? Mike Billy Flee, what's the machlekes? That means Rav Yechanan says that if you didn't see a bia, there's no shaila, you don't need another get. If you see a bia, there's a machlekes. If you do, it's bia's nos. But our Mishnah, we're saying now, is talking about a case, loy ra'u shenivala. So what's the bia machlekes? Loy ra'u shenivala. Michael, if you didn't see a bia, there's no bia. If there is a bia, there's no bia. But Shammai Savi, loy minu heine re'e de bia. Just because there was a bia, doesn't mean there's a bia. Because it's very possible to have bia. We still have no. I mean, hein edi yichud, hein edi bia, because you assume bia. And but beisil is moida. Moida min eskarshim neirisin. Shein tzrichem en get sheini. The kibun they leave a gaspa. But since they don't know each other so good, they only had an erisin. Therefore, the yichud there is not a raya. It's not a proof that there was bia. But like mean hein edi yichud, hein edi bia. You don't say that. You don't say that. So upon what I was saying, that our mishnah is going by loy ra'osh nevela, and still Beis Hillel says he needed a new get. Why? Because you assume v'zichud definitely was bia, but that's only if they were married already before min erisin, min anasuin. But if they only married min erisin, there's no liba gaspa, there's no chash. Now Tosis before on daf ayin tesa and beis explains that the bia machlekes is again l'shit hasoi at the end of the masechta. At the end of the masechta, Beis Shammai says that a person could divorce his wife only if he finds a dova erva. Mashenka Beis Hillel says he could divorce his wife even if he doesn't. If she burns the food, she, he doesn't like her for whatever reason. He got into a fight. So Beis Shammai who says that's a dvar erva. There's no chash that if you have yichud with her, you can have bia with her. You don't want her. You don't want her. She's a dvar erva. Therefore, there's no chash. Mashenka Beis Hillel holds that since the whole thing was just a little fight, if they get together in the same room, we're worried there was bia and therefore we're chashish. So again, it's a shitas at Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So the Gemara, Mir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Hekisir Rabbi Yochanan says that by loy ra'u shenivala, lekuli alma moida, it's nothing. Our Mishnah is not Mishnah. We proved our Mishnah talking about loy ra'u shenivala, and still we have a Beis Hillel there. Mir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha is not Mishnah. And she come out, Halacha is by loy ra'u shenivala, it's it needs a new get, because yeah, we go like Beis Hillel. And it's not Mishnah, it's going like Beis Hillel. And he holds Halacha is not Mishnah. But Kim number sees Loi Rosh and Nevela, and he holds Loi Rosh and Nevela Kuliyam. So Gemara, believe Rabbi Yechonon. There's Gemara, you know, one of Amaris says he says that Lachas Damish. The other Amaris says no, he does not hold Lachas Damish, and he holds that our Mishnah is not Lahalacha, and really by Loi Rosh and Nevela, there is no din. They need to get Sheni. That's Akapanim. That's the Bir of our Mishnah. There's the Bir of Mishnah is Loi Rosh and Nevela, and Rabbi Yechonon holds Dafka Rosh and Nevela. Rabbi Yechonon was like a different Tana of a Brisa. Now we're coming to a new Mishnah, which talks about a get mekusher and a get pashut. A regular get, that's like a pshuta get pashut. It's a get that's a pashuta get. A get mekusher is that the Chazal made at the Kana, that if a kohen gives a get, he should make a special type of get called a get mekusher, which means it's a folded up get, and it's signed, on every fold. They write two lines, and they fold it over it, and on the blank part that's folded on top of it, they sign one of the Edom. Then they write another two lines and fold again on top of it, right? And sign Edom again. Sign Edom again. And again, the third time, they do Edom. It has to have at least three Kesharim, three times it's tied. That's the Get Mekusher. It can have more. But in each place where it's tied, it has to be signed. Each place that has to be signed in that spot, that's the Halacha. If any of them is empty, it's called Get Kareach. That's what it's called. It's called a bald get. If it's not signed, and every time it's tied and folded, it has to be signed by one of the Edom there. So if you have seven knots, so you have to do seven Edom. If it's three, it has to be minimum three, I need three. That's the law of get mekusha. Why did Masakin? This was a kohen is a hothead a lot of times, and they might give a get, then they're going to have charata, and they can't take her back, because the kohen's also begrusha. Therefore, the Masakin and get mekusha, it takes a while to make this get. Just as a side, but as man is that we don't do get mekusha anymore, I and Taisvis and Babasra, but we don't do any more get mekusher. But Al-Kaponim, here we're talking about get mekusher, and again we said the halacha is that if it's one of the lines are empty, then it's a pasul get. And the reason is because of Gezeira, maybe you said Kulchem, that you wanted all the Edom to sign, and you need an Ed for every line, if every tie, and if you're missing one, then the whole thing is batli, even though you have two Edom, but you don't have the Edom to have to sign yet, and Gezeira is maybe you said Kulchem. So let's see the Mishnah inside now. There'll be a special kula that you're allowed to use a pasul aid for the knots after you have aidim. Maybe for one extra tie or maybe more, we'll see in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Konsa beget kireach. If you use the get to get married, but the get was a kireach, was missing one of its ties, where it was tied, one of its folds, was missing an aid. The halacha is it's pasul get, at least midarabanan. And the halacha is teitzei mizeh mizeh, you have to leave the second husband that you remarried and the first husband, v'chol adrachim elibu, has all the knossos. Now, Taisus Bavarans, why this belongs to the Mishnah already on Daf Pei, on Daf Ein Tess, on Beis actually. Why did it wait over here to put in the Mishnah over here? Zok Taisus, the Masab Get Kareach. Had loy toil of Hadi Hadi Lael. The reason is because once you mention the Sefer Word to get and a Shaver, so you mention other things about that, now we're coming back over here to the same halacha of Teitzim Mizem Mizem. Another halacha is Get Kareach Akom Ashtim Lav Divri Bananas. Bananas says that after you have a get with two Kosher Edim, all the times that you fold it and you sign the aid could be any type of aid. It could be an Eved, it could be a Gazlin, it could be any Psul aid. That's what Banana says. But keep having a note. Eim Ashtim Lav Ela Kravim. The only psulim you can use is Kravim. Haruin Lei Makam Achad. They're Raya for aid is other places, but someone's postulated all over a place like a Gazlin or a Eved, that cannot be used. It cannot be used in this case for, even though we have a Kula here, they can use Postul aid, they might crave him, but you can't use someone's Postul in other places. And the Gemara will explain. What's a get kareach? Anytime the knots are more than the edim, like we explained, that every two lines you fold it over and you tie it down, so anytime you have more ksharim than edim, then it's a get kareach and it's possible. So my time to get kareach, why is get kareach possible? I might have to edim, what's the difference? Because since the halacha is, you're supposed to sign every single fold, and if you're missing some, so maybe it should be ma'akev. Why? In the case where you said kulchem, I want all the edim to sign, then it's ma'akev. So gzeirah mishum kulchem, so therefore they said every time we get kareach is possible. A gzeirah otu, a case of kulchem. Get kareach akom ashlim malav. It says that anyone who wants could sign it. So, and what when Banana says anyone could sign it, Kiva says no, only kraven that roi in other places. So what's the biar machlekes? Rav Akiva, Eved, my time law. Why doesn't Rav Akiva allow Eved to sign the Oslo Meme Kashal Edis? Because maybe people will say, oh, he's Kashal Edis. Karv Nami, if you see a Karv Oslo Meme Kashal Edis, you'll say that Krav let us say this. So it can't be the reason why Rav Akiva doesn't allow Eved. Ella, Eved, having time. Because maybe you're going to let him become a regular Yid. And by Krav, you have a problem because he is a regular Yid. So, fake the more, but then Gazlin, why doesn't Rav Akiva allow Gazlin then? He only allows a Kraven. Why not Gazlin? Gazlin, the Bar Yuchsin, the Kasher. What a word about. They're going to bring him into the Kal. He's Mutab Kal. Only a Karav is allowed Gazlin Loy. Elon Mark says, no. Evan Ayan Taimah, what's the reason why you don't allow Evan to sign? Even though you're allowed to use Psulim. The Oslameim of Shechru Shechrari. They come to say that he got freed. Gazlin Nami, Oslameim of Chuva Avad. By Gazlin also, we will say that he did Chuva. Karov, but Karov, what are you going to say? Karov kuli ama yod the Karov. Everyone knows he's a Karov. No one say, oh, he became Ice Karov. Everyone knows he's a Karov. He's a brother. He's related. He can't become Ice Karov. There is no chash. So the chash according to Kiva is that if someone's to see him signing and say, oh, he did tshuva, he became Shocher. By Karov, we're not worried. Therefore, we allow the Karov to sign. So the Gemara vaita. Amrav zera. Amrav bar shulta. Amrav nunasaba. Amrav adab hava. Get kireach. Get that's kireach, it's bald, which means one of the knots don't have a signature. So kshar of shiva, if there were seven knots for eidav, she's only six eidim, or shisha six knots for eidav chamisha, or chamisha five knots for eidav, only four eidim, or arbav eidim shloisha, only three eidim. You have to fill it up. Ad kamachlis benanas for akiva. So then that's what we're going to have for akiva to add on those extra aid. You need extra aid. You can add on a karov or a gazlin for benanas or eved. If you do the minimum, which is three knots, and there's only two aidim so far, you need a third aid, that third aid needs to be only, it can't be a gazlin for bananas, it can't be a eved, it can only be a karv. And Shalos, why? If you hold that you need a kosher aid for the third aid, so it shouldn't be a karv. If you hold that you don't need a kosher aid, so why would it be any difference? And why is that kasha? Only Abzeel Rab Bar Shilta Mechti. He's saying every three by Makusha is the minimum requirement. That's like a pashut of two aidim. So Mahosim karv loy, Afachonam karv loy. He's also not a karv. On Malay, after the kashali, I had the same kasha. V'shildi l'Ravnuno, I asked Ravnuno. Ravnuno l'Ava. On Malay, Hanach Shloisha b'Mekush l'Av deraisa. It's not deraisa, and therefore, don't ask any questions of why they allowed there to be a karav. There, it's avada. It's part and parcel of the minimum. Therefore, we don't allow bananas not so makel. But you could have a karav because the ma'isim deraisa. It's enough to have to aid them. So therefore, it's not shver. That they will make all by Makusher, that's not the Raisa. So to Gemara Vayit, bring a Raya to this. Get Kireach Shar of Shiva of Eid of Shisha. If it's six Eidim, if it's seven knots and six Eidim, or Shisha of Eid of Chamisha, it was six knots and five Eidim, Chamisha of Eid of Arbo, five knots and four Eidim, Arbo of Eid of Shloisha. That's what they argue. Hishmal of Eved, Benanas of Malad Kosher. If you put an Eved on that extra one, it's a Vlad Kosher according to Benanas, Rekiva, I'm a Vlad Mamzer. Avokshar of Shloisha, Vedas Shnayim, but of Shloisha and Tuedim, everyone agrees. Then everyone agrees it has to be Dafka only allows a Karav and not a Eved, and not an Eved or a Gazlan. Like we said, that a karav works was not the raisa, but lemaisa the chazal said that here already you have to be more makbid and at least have a karav was kosher in other places. But there's clear raya to this man the Yama who says that it everyone agrees that it can't be a eved gazlan when it comes to the third one. Rav Yosef masdi kosher. Rav Yosef says even more that the third one has to be a kosher, not a karav. Kosher, that's his gerus. I vatanya, the bride said karav, was a raya to that man the yama. Rav Papa, you have to tani kosher, you have to be gerus kosher taka. So according to Rav Yosef, the first three on the get makosher have to be all kosher, can't even be a karav. If the other man the yama karav is enough, but everyone agrees it can't be an evid or a gazlim, then after that, the mechlekes bananas from Rakiva. Rakiva says a karav, and banana says it could be even an evid or even a gazlin or a pasul all the places for the extra ksharim. That is fine as long as someone signed there. There's no gzerim mishum kuch anymore. Someone signed there, so it's not a problem, and therefore you can even use a karav or a pasul.